Hi, this is Paul Slatkis, Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking to Lisa Dawn Miller Hackett. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Ladies first, always. And then Sandy Hackett. Hello, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, but if it's ladies first, then I should be talking.
Oh, to say that again? I'm sorry.
Never mind. It's okay.
I'll say it. I'm sure it was a good one-liner, and there was some greatness behind it. What did you say?
I said if it's ladies first, then you should be talking to me.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, the reason I did that, actually, there's a reason why I did ladies first. First of all, it's the right manners. And this word manners is good. It's a good word. Wouldn't you say, Sandy?
What matters?
Manners. M-A-N-N-E-R-S. Manners.
Oh, manners. Yeah, no, the technological delay on this whole system is really, keeping the spontaneity at bay.
Oh, you mean the recording at this moment?
No, how long it takes you to hear me and respond. So, it's February. We should have laughs by March.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to tell whether I'm getting your comments right away, but I know I'm recording. This is choice material. You know, it's not the normal start of our interviews, but I'm quite happy with it. What I was saying, maybe Lisa, you answer it. It might be easier with you, Lisa. Can you hear me, Lisa?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I wanted to talk about some manners because we're going to talk about the Rat Pack, and we're going to talk about both of your fathers in the industry of entertainment, when manners were important, when respect was quite important. Not a lot of curse words, not a lot of stupid commentary about other stupid things. It was just niceties. And so I wanted to emphasize that reality. I'm a senior citizen. I'm not going to speak for you two. But the point is that that was the way I know I grew up, and the entertainment industry was very important. But not every entertainer was cursing and saying not nice things. They were just making fun. They were enjoying life and having a good time. Lisa, tell me about your background, please.
Well, I am a singer, a producer, and songwriter. I produce a show with my husband, Sandy Hackett, called Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. My father was a very well-known, prolific songwriter named Ron Miller. He was with Motown Records for many years, and he wrote songs like For Once in My Life, Touch Me in the Morning, Place in the Sun, Heaven Help Us All, I've Never Been to Me If I Could, on and on and on. And so many of the songs that he wrote were about a brighter tomorrow, about a wonderful place, about a wonderful world. And, you know, you're talking about manners and people who, you know, a time when, you know, people just enjoyed life and they weren't putting people down. And, he wrote about that, about how the world could be. Right now I'm managing his legacy catalog, and Sandy and I also have a new show called My Buddy, which is about his father, and he can talk about that. But that's I'm also a former first vice president with Morgan Stanley. So I'm the singing stockbroker.
I think the second word to show business is business. You recollect
right.
that?
So I can give you stock advice and write a show
helpful.
For you, too, and perform it as well. I'm also a mother of two amazing children.
I'm sorry.
I'm also the mother of two amazing children. One is a student at the NYU Tisch School of Arts, Oliver. He's a sophomore there, an amazing actor and singer. And our daughter also is following in the same business. She's studying drama. She's a middle school student. But they're both just amazingly sweet, nice, kind-hearted, warm, wonderful individuals that I love And even if they weren't my kids, they'd be my friends. That's how awesome they are.
Well, they have a. He has. If he wants, he can come and help us here with our good news. We got some good peace concerts coming up. We got Times Square on the 5th of April. We got other things going on, and events, and we produce shows, and we're always looking for people to have that good soul to work with good news in our Peace Day outreach. So, we're here in New York, and that would be wonderful. My grandson just got bar mitzvahed in Israel yesterday.
Oh, mazel tov.
I'm off the charts, and the pictures coming back from there, they went with a big group, and the grandparents couldn't go because they had already had 70 people, and I'm okay with it because they went and had a great tour, and everything is beautiful, so the kids are so important, aren't they?
They are. I always say for everything that I've done in my life, there's nothing more important or more meaningful than being a mother. That's my number one.
All righty, really good. Sandy, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
I think you have the feedback, right? So you are you? So can you? I met Sandy actually. This has evolved. I met you in Las Vegas, I believe, and I met you at a Rat Pack show in one of the hotels in Las Vegas. And I was just enamored with the show. And then we had a chat. We talked about maybe doing other things with the show and Broadway and all kinds of other stuff. So let's make some things good happen. I know you're performing here in Music Hall, my hometown, Tarrytown, where I grew up and actually performed on that stage myself. So, Sandy, tell us a little bit about your background and some of the good things you're doing.
My background is the same for my wife's, except I married her.
Is that ditto kind of thing?
No, not ditto. My father was comedian Buddy Hackett. The Rat Pack guys were friends of my father's. Joey Bishop was Uncle Joey Bishop, and I played Joey in the show. Years ago when HBO did a movie about the Rat Pack, Joey called me and thought I would be perfect to play him. And that didn't come to fruition, but it did set me on a course to want to write a show about the Rat Pack. And then I met fortuitously my wife many years later, and she's become my partner. And she says she's a singer, but what she leaves out is what an amazing voice she has. So there are a lot of singers, and there are a handful of people that sing like my wife does. And she did a show years ago in New York, with after her father passed away, of her father's undiscovered work that people hadn't heard. And I sat there with a table full of people just weeping at songs I'd never heard before. And I said to her, I'd like to take a couple of those songs and put them together and put them in the show to represent the character of Ava Gardner and Frank's and all the women in Frank's life. And we call that character Frank's One Love, really based on his relationship with Ava Gardner. And my wife comes out and sings that in a duet in kind of a dream sequence with Frank. And it's very moving, unbelievably touching. It elevates the show. Her voice is incredible. And she's an incredible talent and partner and mother and all those other things.
Yay! I'm an interfaith minister, all faith, every faith. I marry people, again, even sometimes. So I'm here. But Sandy, tell me a little bit about you and yourself. You're involved with a comedy club in Nevada. You've done a lot of things, and then tell us about this upcoming show here in Tarrytown at the Music Hall.
I don't know. I mean, we've been touring with the show for several years, so it's another performance. The night before that, we're back at the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut. I think that's our fourth time there. This will be our first time in Tarrytown. And, you know, it's a show. Some people out there, there are what they call tribute shows. We're not a tribute show. We're a theatrical production about the Rat Pack. We have original music from Lisa and her father. We have original comedy from me, from my father, from Joey Bishop, who interviewed before the show and didn't remember any of the stuff he used to do, so he wrote new stuff for me. And You know, it's a very relationship-oriented show with all the characters interacting, and the show is set in modern day so that we could contemporize the show and make it current. Uh-huh. And we always do that. So wherever we go, we're out looking for things and what we're reading the news and making the show. It's old school with the music, even though we've got some new songs with the stuff Lisa and her father have contributed. And then we've got, new comedy and current comedy. And the show is amazingly entertaining. People are always surprised. They didn't know what to expect, but we are not a tribute show. We're just a wonderful production.
It's a wonderful production. I didn't see it then. Upcoming here. It's March 7th, right? Is that right? That's the right date here in New York?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you on the San Diego freeway by chance right now?
No, I don't know what that noise is. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's not me. Lisa, are you there?
Is LA?
Yes,
I'm
here.
Sound. You guys like
I'm here.
There?
Yeah.
Is that noise coming from you?
No. Mm-mm. So I don't know. It's something on the line.
Okay.
All right. Maybe it's from me. How do you like, first of all, is there a website that people can go to follow the show? And follow you guys?
Oh, yeah. SandysRatPack.com. SANDYS, RatPack.com. Created and brought to life by my wife, who did our website, all of our marketing with her art director. But my wife is amazing. She just does magnificent work, and the website's incredible.
Okay. It all sounds wonderful. So is there anything
it
else
is.
You'd
it,
like
what do you
me
mean it sounds wonderful? It is wonderful. You saw it.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. So, was that a song? Lisa, was that a song? It's wonderful. How would a song like that go? Lisa? Are you there?
Lisa? Lisa.
Hi, I'm sorry, I got cut off for a second. Hi.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I was asking,
yeah.
I was kind of like a lead line for you. My question was the following. I said, it's wonderful. Sandy was saying how everything is so wonderful. And then I said, it's wonderful, it's marvelous. And isn't there a song that sort of like goes like that? It's wonderful, it's marvelous. Do you know that song?
Oh, no, I don't know it. No, I don't. What song are you referring to?
Wonderful, marvelous, that's what you are to me. Something like that. Da 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 da. Something like that. Nope.
No,
okay.
I'm not familiar with that.
I was going to try to get you to sing a bar or two. Which you still can do, if you care to.
Well, we're looking
forward.
It's a Ron
Miller song. She'll know it.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to performing at Tarrytown. That's the one place we haven't been to. We've performed all back east. I think if people come out and see the show, that they're going to be wonderfully entertained with incredible music and a lot of comedy. Sandy leaves out that his performance as Joey Bishop was brilliant. He's the glue that holds the show together. A lot of people don't even realize that in the Rat Pack, you know, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Joey Bishop, that Joey was the comedy genius and wrote all of the comedy in the shows that they did. And there's a lot of improv in the show. So even though it's a book show, there's a lot of room for comedy, improv, and the show starts off with God sending the Rat Pack back to do one last show. And the voice of God is actually portrayed by Buddy Hackett, Sandy's father, who recorded voiceovers for us before he passed away. And he sends the Rat Pack back to do one last show, and even though they come back in their prime, but they come back to modern day, so we can pick up current comedy. So I always tell everybody, be careful if you sit in the front row, because you don't know if you're going to become part of the show or not, because that's how it really was in the real days. You never know who was going to show up when those guys were together on stage, and it's just a lot of fun, lots of music, lots of comedy. I think everyone will have a great time.
Oh, I'm sure they will, and it is a gorgeous theater that was revitalized, I think, like 40 or so years ago, it's a magnificent theater. Actually, I did the last show in that place, produced the last show with my senior high school, and we played it. So it's a beautiful theater. It's a beautiful town. That town represents what the Rat Pack represented in general, overall. It was a kind, giving, loving, caring kind of town. And so it's, I think, a wonderful performance. So we could talk further on that. Anything else you'd like to share with the audience at this moment? Thanks for taking all this time with us. Why don't you say those websites one more time, and then I'm going to ask you one last quick question.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lee.
Well, the website is Sandy's, S-A-N-D-Y-S, Sandy's. ratpack.com. They can get information there. And if the listeners want to look up Sandy, his website is sandyhackett.com. And my website is lisadawnmiller.com.
Okay, beautiful. Last question, because we're involved with the International Day of Peace in September and involved with other peace outreaches for many, many, many years. I've asked many, many people, what does peace mean to them? And if you guys wouldn't mind, Lisa, if you wouldn't mind, what does peace mean to you?
Oh, gosh. Peace means a lot of things. I mean, there's global peace. There's peace within yourself. There's peace within your relationships. And I think that it probably starts with yourself. Each individual, I think, has an obligation and the honor of trying to find harmony in the world that we live in together, but I think it really has to start with yourself, that you have to rise, and one of the things that I try to do is to take the high road, because in life, it's not easy, as you know. It's very challenging, and every day we're tested and challenged to see if we can make the choice to do the right thing. I think I'm at peace because no matter what challenges I face, I feel like if I'm on the side of what's right, that it's always going to be the right decision. My father once wrote that the truth has no confusion, but sometimes the truth is painful. But I think if we face it and we are able to come to terms with it, that we can find peace within ourselves. And if we find peace within ourselves, then we're more willing to give and to be open to helping others to find the same. And so I think if you can find your own peace and those in your inner circle, and then you can work with people that you don't know and help other people to rise and evolve, then that's a good start. And that's what it means to me.
Wow, that was beautiful. Sandy Hackett, what does peace mean to you?
Well, my wife is very eloquent, and everything she said was wonderful. I go more for the comedic take, and since this is print, there's a joke my dad used to tell about a guy who stood in front of the Wailing Wall praying, and he'd been there for 30 years, and one day a journalist came to him and said, how long have you been praying here? And he says, I've been here for 30 years. I pray morning, noon, and night. And they said, what do you pray for? He says, I pray for peace. He said, for 30 years? He says, yeah. He said, morning, noon, and night? Yeah. You ever miss? Never. He said, what is that like coming here every day and praying in every climate and every snow and cold, wind and hot, and praying in front of the Wailing Wall for peace? And he said, it's like talking to a fucking wall. So as much as peace is a goal, and I'm sure we would all like to have it, and some people will achieve it on different levels, on a personal level, on a local level, you know, but globally we don't have it. And peace, you know, the antithetical of peace is hate and conflict. And as long as we have those things in the world, peace will be, you know, we have to eradicate those things. Why do we have to hate each other? Why do we have to be mad at one another? Why do these people kill those people? Why do, you know, Jews and Arabs can't get along, or, you know, and all over, you know, all the other countries that have problems where people want to wipe out a civilization or someone that feels different than they do. So peace is a journey. And some of us may get there individually on smaller personal moments, but globally it's a big goal, and it's going to be tough to achieve, but it's certainly something to strive for, because it's something worth having.
I also think that
all right.
is gratitude. I think gratitude plays a big part in it. You know, I feel like so many people are searching and longing for something that they don't have, rather than having gratitude for everything that the blessings that they do have. So I think if you can have gratitude, that's one step closer to peace.
I'm in total and utter agreement. And join us September 21st at 12 noon. 193 countries agree to a day of peace in the United Nations, and we're promoting and strengthening that message, and working very hard, as we have since for the last 20 plus years, to show all the peaceful life that most of the world lives under, and do our best to try to deal with those that are not living peacefully or concerningly for all of us. So we got an event. We have Times Square. Join us, and we're going to be all over the world. So that's why I ask it. So you two are great, wonderful human citizens of the world. Your families have donated so much goodness out there with the beautiful talents that you have, and I want to thank you very much for taking some time to speak with us today. Have a great day.
Well, thank you so much,
Paul.
Our
pleasure.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. We'll see
Bye-bye.
You on the 7th.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.